Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I used to be a runner. I, for exercise, would jog. I had mono, and I would still run. I wouldn't skip a day. I probably ran for years until I blew my knee skiing on a black diamond while I was in medical school. And then I still got back out there, and I was running up and down the hills. And I was very, very fortunate to be able to run at a time when you could jog and abductions were much more rare. Now, that was in the 90s. Started running a little bit in the 2000s, but it was a little bit more difficult with the kids and, you know, the movies changed and things like that. So I did more indoor exercising so I could keep an eye on the kids and the babies because it was, you know, a little harder. But I would, you know, be as outside as much as I could. But when you hear what happened to Eliza Fletcher, who I think a mother of two, young mother, she was 34 years old. She was abducted while jogging near the University of Memphis at 4:30 a.m. Friday morning. Her body has been found, and the suspect, Cleotha Abson, 38 years old, is being charged with first-degree murder and first-degree murder in the perpetration of kidnapping. After abducting her, her body was found in a dumpster. She was a teacher, well-loved, apparently an heiress to a multi-billion-dollar company. But even though they're starting to try to investigate links between this and why her, and was somebody in the family involved with the kidnapping of another family member, it still sends shivers down our spines that a young woman who was just exercising and running and doing what millions of people do, men and women, was at risk for such a grisly murder and such a tragedy. And we are seeing reports that harassment, assault, attempted kidnapping, and even, you know, kidnapping and abductions are rising. Why now? Why are, you know, you would think this would have happened for years. I mean, people have kidnapped, people have abducted, but why now? So I think there's a few things that are going on, right? You know, when I grew up, it was never go to the bathroom alone, never do anything alone, never walk anywhere alone. So when I did have to walk home at 11:30 at night from work, you know, I had a racquetball racket. I had something with me because I just felt like, you know what, I just cannot do this alone. When I would run, I would tell everybody where I was, and you know, but I would also mix up my routine. I wouldn't always run the same routine, and then I would just try to get the hell home as quickly as possible. And I would carry like a couple keys or something on me, so at least I would have some sort of a weapon. But I think I was just lucky. Nowadays, things are different. First, we are tracked a lot more than we realize. And this sounds like this person was tracking Eliza and knew her route, knew her routine. And, you know, early, it's hot. So, of course, people are going to run before the sun's up. And one of the best times to be out there is as the sun is rising and it's cool and, you know, the animals are chirping. It's one of the best times to do your run. It's one of the best times to exercise. But it's also quiet on the streets and, sadly, more opportunity for people to do something horrific. But we're allowing ourselves to be tracked. We're just, whether it's our phone, whether it's our social media, we also get into this habit of routines, which I like in terms of exercise and eating and all that, but it's not safe from a standpoint of other people watching us and other people planning and people we're plotting. We've also stopped exercising with others and doing things in groups. I see joggers all the time. And I get nervous. I'm like, you know, should I just kind of stay around just in case? You know, I just feel like, yeah, you know, yeah, they're jogging and they're jogging at a speed, but anybody could drive up in a vehicle and abduct them. And it's, and also when you're exhausted, I mean, after running for a few miles, you're tired. You might get a little bit of a second wind, but you can't outrun somebody who has been comfortable in an air-conditioned vehicle. They're going to be able to overpower you. So we're starting to get more complacent. We're allowing ourselves to be out there. And then our mental health crisis has been exploding. You have individuals that do not see medical providers, that do not get therapy, that do not get medication, that are not working, that have severe depression or substance abuse, and they act on their, they just act out. And so, you know, we have to keep remembering, just because people wear suits and ties and put on some deodorant and might shave, you know, and put on some heels and makeup, that, you know, we are a much more complex society and so far removed from the animal world, but we're not. At our core, we're animals. When you push anybody to the limit, or if they have mental illness, they will act like an animal would. There was a woman who was in her gated community in Florida and just got attacked by an alligator. And I know, I've been in those communities where I've seen the alligators, and you get up close and you take a picture. You're in the wild. We think this is our world. It's not our world. We are surrounded by animals. And yes, we might have asphalt on the street that separates us from the spiders. We might have rules. We might have some gates, some walls. We might have law enforcement. But for the most part, we are among animals. Whether they're tarantulas, whether they're coyotes, whether they're alligators, whether they're bears, whether they're other human beings. And so if you would hesitate, I guess, running out in, you know, the Alaska National Park area where there's bears without having protection, you shouldn't be running on a typical sidewalk near a typical university without having bear spray, a knife, a gun, something for your protection. And I feel bad. This isn't about Eliza. This is all of us. I think back to going for a run and not realizing how much danger I could be in. The society has changed. We have people that are very, very bad and will do bad things to us. So be careful. Jog with others. Make, you know, yeah, 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. DRDALIAH.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. as we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So hope you guys all had a good Labor Day. I got to tell you, I still worked. It was busy. I saw maybe about 70, 80 patients this weekend, which is a little less for what I do on a weekend, but I still worked. But it was just hot. It was so hot. I mean, 107 I could deal with, but I guess now that I'm getting a little older, it's not that easy. But we tried to do a couple things this weekend that made us feel like we were still doing something and not just staying home. And one is I took my mommy out for her birthday, and that was really, really nice. Although the place I took her to, very, very nice restaurant, very, you know, good. But, you know, my son only wanted a hamburger. And usually some of these fancy schmancy places will have a kid's menu. Or they'll have an ability for you to get a hamburger and something kind of on the lighter side. His hamburger cost $32. I was like, whoa, a $32 burger. I'm like, that sucker better have gold flecks on it. And it looked like a nice burger. He liked it. But, okay, no. Then, We ate home. We cooked for most of the weekend. And then my son wanted us to meet him, his girlfriend, and my mom for brunch. This is on Monday. So we go to a place, one of my favorite places. I used to go here all the time when I was a resident in medical school. Good memories, good prices, good service. And I look at the menu. Two eggs scrambled, any style, $9.99. Two eggs. Now, it does maybe come with some hash browns or spuds, but doesn't come with bacon, ham, anything like that. It's just the two eggs scrambled. Maybe a choice of toast. Who can afford that? You can't do that. You can't go to brunch. And I'm not even, and I get it. In Vegas, you have these very fancy schmancy, you know, buffets and, you know, fancy brunches. But I remember, you know, the days of Vegas when you could go and get $1.99, right? Circus buffet. $9.99 for two eggs. This is where we're at. I know people say, no, inflation's going down, the prices are going down, gas is going down. We're doing okay. No, we're not. I mean, we might get restaurants to bring down the prices, but two eggs scrambled, any style, I believe in the 2020s should be no more than $5. And then you could upgrade your toast if you want to add the meat or whatever. But if you, I mean, if you looked, if my grandmother was alive, she'd be like, $10. $10 is a fancy dinner. Not anymore. It's ridiculous. And I get it, eggs, and I'm not blaming the restaurant. I'm not blaming these restaurants. Okay? They have price increases. They have to pay more. But for those of you that are like, look, all right, if we're going to be dealing with inflation for a while, recession, we got this. Maybe we'll eat out less. We won't go to any of the main fancy restaurants. Maybe we'll pick up some fast food or some pizza. Well, fast food's going to go up. California Governor Newsom has signed the, this epic measure where half a million fast food workers will have more protections, which we want, more power. But I believe it is going to raise their rates to $22 an hour next year. Now, $22 an hour is very, very nice. And having worked in fast food only making $4 an hour in the 90s, you know, and that's where all the young kids would work or the teenagers or college students or whoever was trying to, you know, and it was a means to an end. The population in these fast food restaurants are shifting. These are people that are trying to feed their families. They are trying to keep a job, and God bless them. But a $22 an hour wage is not going to give you a 99-cent menu. Last week, I was driving back. I had donated blood. I was driving back, and I'm like, you know what? I'm hungry. They said I could eat a good lunch, and I'm like, you know what? I want a burger. And I also wanted to see if Wendy's, you know, with the FDA, we'll give you guys an update about the FDA E. coli outbreak. I have to double check what's been going on with that, but I think it has been expanded to a couple more states. And I'm like, I want to see what's going on with the lettuce. I want to, you know, and I also noticed there weren't many cars there. So I'm like, well, I'm going to check it out. The $1.99 menu turned into, for you to have a, you know, your 99-cent menu turned into $1.99. Now it's like a $2.69 menu. Things are going up, and it's just not worth it. It's just too expensive. Now, good. Maybe we'll eat less. Maybe we'll stop spending on superfluous apps and streaming services and, you know, $1,000 phones. Maybe we'll start to rethink things. But I just don't think that's where it's going. I think where it's going is there's going to be this dependency on the government that, look, we can't afford it. You need to give us more money. You need to give us more money. And remember we spoke, you know, we've been speaking about this over and over and over again as this has been postulated for centuries, where democracies really fall into trouble when the constituents and the citizens get more dependent on the government. We really need leadership right now to make some smart decisions. And I get, if you're going to work in minimum, if you're going to work in fast food, you deserve a healthy wage. But upping from $15.50 an hour to $22 an hour does a few things. One is it makes all the prices just skyrocket up the board. Two, it causes these restaurants to hire less. Three, it pushes more automation. You know, it's interesting. Labor Day weekend, 1963. So we're talking 59 years ago. There was a video, I posted it on my Facebook, of Walter Cronkite interviewing JFK. This was September 2nd, 1963. So this was about 8-10 weeks before he was killed. And John F. Kennedy was sitting there. Hard to tell if he was in his back brace, but he was sitting there fairly comfortably. And he was answering the questions very lucidly. You haven't seen an interview like this. Walter Cronkite did a great job. No notes. You know, it didn't look like he had notes. It seemed to flow. Because I guess it was the unedited cut. And JFK was talking about how they have a certain amount of unemployment. But a big issue they have is they have a lot of individuals that are coming to this country that don't have a high school diploma or high school education, and how, you know, they need to help them get high school education. But machines are starting to displace so many workers, and that unemployment is going to go up because machines can do so much that people could do on the farms, in the factories, in the steel industry. So when you look back 59 years ago, and you hear him talk about Vietnam, you hear him talk about making tax cuts, I told you early on in early 1963, you know, you had a Democratic governor, a Democratic president who said when you know, you have inflation or looming recession, you need to cut taxes. You don't raise taxes. He talks about spending very, very lucidly of a whole bunch of issues that you could actually parallel to what we're having now. Spoke about the civil rights. He spoke about how he might be less popular in the 1964 election than he was in the 1960. He didn't seem to badmouth the Republicans like you would see now. You know, he was very respectful of his colleagues and said, you know, maybe we could work with the Republicans on this. It was a much different interview, much different presidency, much different time. But the revolution of machinery ended up displacing millions of workers, and workers had to learn machines. Well, that's where we're going to go. It's just, I don't know if the average worker that's going to be displaced because of these rising rates and rising salaries are going to be able to learn. If you ask me to learn computers, I'm like, okay, man, I'll try, but I'm exhausted. I mean, I went through all these years learning medicine, learning media. I can't learn computers at the drop of a hat. And automated jobs are going to be the thing that's going to really displace workers and put us in a heap of trouble, making us more dependent on the government and then allowing the government to take more control. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Monday agreed to appoint a neutral special master to review items seized by the FBI during its raid at President Trump's South Florida home last month. September 9th is the deadline to put the special master in place. One of the two suspects in the stabbing attacks in Saskatchewan, Canada that killed 10 people Sunday has been found dead. The body of 31-year-old Damian Sanderson was found Monday. The hunt for his brother Miles continues.
If you need someone to talk to, you can visit hopeforwellness.ca to get information on how to access the support you need.
That's Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. The coroner has confirmed the body found yesterday afternoon in Memphis, Tennessee, near the site of the Eliza Fletcher abduction, is that of Eliza. The alleged perpetrator, 38-year-old Cleota Abstin, will now face multiple murder charges. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you guys had questions about COVID and some of the rebound symptoms. And even though we should be coming out of it, things should be starting to, you know, we should be hopefully seeing the light. There is COVID coming back, and not in terms of a new wave, but we have COVID coming back at, like, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, 4 weeks later. And so we got many calls over the weekend of people who had fever, cough, runny nose, scratchy throat. And when I had brought up, well, you know, this could be your rebound COVID, they were like, no, this is nothing like previous COVID. Nothing like previous COVID. That's a sign. That's a good sign that maybe you are gaining some better immunity. I hope this sucker gets milder and milder and milder. But don't discount the possibility that you got rebound COVID if you do end up having those symptoms again. We are a little bit early with flu. Now, that being said, we are expecting flu season. Flu season is going to be upon us, and it's not going to be as light as it was the last couple years. And I'm not saying this to scare you guys or anything like that. I just want to give you guys some fair warning that flu season is going to be probably a little bit more. In fact, they're expecting it to be more active. So what's been happening is Australia has had an uptick in flu cases. And let me see if I have some data here. Sadly, oh, man. All right, hold on one second. I'm going to try to get some data for you guys. They say Australia's flu season has been tougher. It is almost looking like pre-pandemic levels. The reason why flu hasn't been too much of a pain in the butt for us the last couple of years is because COVID can compete with flu. Very strong variant COVID and wild type COVID could compete with the flu for our respiratory tree and not allow flu to take over as often as it used to. But COVID's weakening. This COVID weakening is, I think, fantastic, but as in nature, it does end up off, you know, allowing other pathogens to then take advantage. So, is it our vaccines that did it? Is it just we've been exposed? I think it's both. I think we have so much natural immunity and so much vaccinated immunity that at this point, even though we still get it, it's a weaker. We made it weaker. So Australia has had its worst flu season in 5 years. Cases peaked about three times higher than the average for that period, and they topped out about 2 months earlier than they normally do. Now, that's according to official government surveillance reports and CNN. So Australia goes through their flu season opposite of ours. Whereas our flu season goes from November to May, theirs go from roughly May to November, sometimes ending a little bit sooner. So we're getting their numbers in, and their numbers are still rising. Flu season for us does begin pretty much the fall. They say November 1st, but I've seen cases in October. We also are picking up a couple cases even now. That's why we recommend getting your flu shot for those of you who like to get the flu shot. I know there's a lot of you that don't. I do get the flu shot just because I just don't have time to be sick. I just don't. I gotta be out and about. And when I did get the flu, it really knocked me out. And I was scared because I had kids to take care of. I had people to take care of. Couldn't do it. So in Australia, when you look at pre-pandemic, they had about 313,000 cases in 2019. And again, this is Australia. They have more rural areas, and it's, you know, to me it's a big continent, but they have 313,000 cases. That was 2.7 times higher than the 5-year average. They had about 3,900 hospital admissions, and I don't know if we had their death rate per se, but as of July, so I don't have the numbers yet for August, as we're in September. They're still working on that. As of July, they already met nearly that level at about 212,000 cases, 246 deaths, and 1,581 hospital admissions, meaning it looks like they might even be surpassing. So what happens in Australia will happen here. What does that mean for you or I? Well, it could mean maybe we'll start going back to normal. I tell you, I'd rather deal with flu than COVID. Flu, you get the flu once. Maybe you get the flu twice in one season. And we have Tamiflu. We have Zofluza. We have medications for it. You get over it quicker. And it doesn't rebound. Now, I hate the flu because flu still puts you at risk for heart disease, heart attack, stroke. Flu is nasty. So I am no fan. but it does seem to have a much easier course than what we see with COVID. COVID might come on milder, lower fever, body aches, sneezing, coughing, that kind of morphs over a few days, whereas flu hits you right out the gate. Flu, you could tell me the time of day you got sick. You're like, oh, I got up, worked out, ate my breakfast, went to work, you know, had a lunch meeting, and then at 2:35, I started to feel bad. That's the flu. COVID was, well, you know, I woke up and I had a scratchy throat. I thought nothing of it. Then I just kind of felt a little tired that day. Then my nose began to run that night. And then 2 days later, a cough came. That's COVID. So it's really easy to tell the difference. In terms of common colds, it's still different than the common cold. Common cold is you feel a little off, nose starts to run, you get maybe a little achy, maybe some coughs, not really a bad fever, and then you're over it in a few days. And they're like, well, that wasn't too bad. I just kind of caught a cold. So COVID is a much worse cold, longer, and seems to bug the hell out of you and linger on and rebound. So to answer everybody's questions, and I've been getting a few of them, one is, yes, we are still having COVID cases, and you can have a rebound COVID. Flu is starting. We are slowly starting to see cases come. We are already administering flu vaccines. These flu vaccines, I think, are advantageous. I do predict we are going to have a near normal flu season. Despite people wearing masks and social distancing, I think flu has had a few years to get smarter and outsmart a lot of what people are doing. I also think a lot of us have gained weight, not gotten a lot of sun, not eating right, especially now with inflation. People are eating, you know, cheaper food. You know, you're hungry, but you could get a bag of potato chips for $1, so you'll eat that instead of going to buy a salad. So I think flu might take advantage. We might have more flu COVID combined cases. Expect those. And what I would do if I were you all, because, you know, we could in the news tell you what's coming and all that. Let's get some practical advice. Okay, in addition to eating healthy, making sure you're, you know, getting good sleep, you know, I would, one is discuss with your employer what sort of sick leave you have available. The big problem is most people use up all their sick leave before flu season. Number two is, you know, if you can get the shot and you're comfortable with the flu vaccine, those flu vaccines are out. I'm going to be getting mine soon. And number three is, you know, talk to your medical provider. You know, look, if, you know, I do get hit with flu, you know, how easy is it going to be to get Tamiflu? How easy is it to see you? How easy is it to be able to get a prescription if I need to? Because that prescription you need to hit within 48 hours to 72 hours, whereas with COVID, the medication is needed to take within 5 days. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I go for walks in my neighborhood, and I'll take the dog, and sometimes hubby's there, sometimes my kids are there. And as I'm walking around, I notice that some houses are putting up white rock landscaping. I think white rock is exquisite. And I see it, and I'm like, I love the contrast, because, you know, I live in the desert, so we have so much desert landscaping, and I'm sick of the brown, and the brown, and the pink, and the brown, and the purple, and the brown. I'm just sick of it. All these houses have, like, desert landscaping. But there's some really gorgeous white rock that you could contrast to some of the darker gravel, and it looks pretty hot, and I love it. So I was talking to a friend of mine. This is when I was at a conference a couple weeks ago, and I go, you know, gosh, I think I want to decorate my house with some of that, you know, He's like, why? Well, a neighbor of mine did that. And they go, well, are they swingers? And I go, excuse me? They go, they might be swingers. White Rock Landscaping is used as a sign to draw neighbors to their house that they may be swingers. And I'm like, no, I don't believe it. I looked it up. I'm really naive. I am so naive. I looked it up, and I guess White Rock Landscaping, not all of it, but it has been attributed to a swinger sign, and in fact, there's been some homeowners associations that have banned it and will not allow white rocks, especially like white rocks around a mailbox. It's supposed to be a sign that your house is like a swinger's hangout. Now, I didn't know what a swinger was. I was discharging a patient, and I went up to the discharge desk, and, you know, I always kind of talk and shoot the breeze, and my assistant's sitting there setting them up for a follow-up appointment, and we're just kind of all, you know, talking, and you know, and this couple that was leaving that I just took care of, and they go, well, look, you know, would love to go out with you and your husband. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, we got a crazy schedule, you know, and I don't know, we're busy. I don't know what I said. And they go, well, we're swingers. And I go, yeah, see, we don't dance. We are like horrible dancers. And they looked at me odd. And they go, you know, call us so, you know, we could get together one of these weekends. And my assistant starts laughing as they leave, and she goes, they're swingers. I go, what is that? She goes, those are people that sleep with other couples. They engage in group sex. And I'm like, why would they want to do that with us? No! I was like, oh, God, no. I'm so prude. Well, that's ridiculous. Why would I sleep with somebody else's husband? What? And she would sleep with my, oh, hell no. Anyway, so that's when I first learned about it. What, I was like, what, in my late 20s, early 30s when I learned about that? So some of you might be actually giving off signs that you might have these very progressive, liberal sex practices when you don't. Now, I don't know why they asked. I didn't have any of these signs, but definitely didn't have White Rock Landscaping. But apparently, a homeowners association in South Charlotte has banned the use of this that landscaping rock for that reason. Another sign that people might have in their home, you're not going to believe this, are these little garden gnomes. Garden gnomes. Garden gnomes have been around for centuries. They're supposed to ward off evil spirits. People use garden gnomes to welcome people to their house. That's apparently a sign that you are a swinger. Pampas grass. Pampas grass apparently markets a house as a swingers hangout. These are beautiful plants. They're green, and then they have this big, fluffy, like, white part of the plant. I guess maybe because they look a little phallic. I don't know. But apparently, because there was a huge shortage of people buying these, because I guess once word got out a few years ago that type of landscaping means you're swingers, people got rid of it and they didn't want to landscape it. So sales of that plant plummeted, according to the New York Post. Another thing that could signify that you're a swinger is a pink flamingo in your lawn. Now, pink flamingos, I love pink flamingos. If I lived in Miami, if I lived in South Florida, I would have lakes, I would have beautiful grass, I would have pink flamingos, I would be really living up the whole Miami theme. Well, apparently pink flamingos could be a sign that you are a swinger. I don't know if I really like any of these. So get this. Some people will adorn their house with fruit. Well, guess which fruit suggests that you might be a swinger? A pineapple. Having pineapple decorations, a pineapple door knocker, could be a sign that you're a swinger. But get this, an upside down pineapple is even a more assertive sign that you could be a swinger. In fact, I posted a picture of somebody on a cruise ship that had a drawing of an inverted pineapple on the cabin door to let people on the cruise ship know that they are swingers and they're looking for sex. I had no idea this happens. And pineapples. I mean, I love pineapples. If it's summertime and I'm going to have pineapples all over the place. Please do not think that I'm a swinger. Pineapple door knockers could be it too. And then there's also accessories. Apparently, I think, and I almost got my husband this, those black titanium rings are exquisite. I love these. They're like this black silvery ring. Black rings could be a sign that you're a swinger. Who knew? And if you wear your ring on your right hand. So let's say I'm talking to you and I'm fidgeting and I'm playing around and my fingers kind of go numb. So I switch sides. If I switch sides with my wedding ring and I switch it to the right, that could be a sign that I'm trying to tell you that I'm a swinger. Okay, I'm telling you right now, my arm goes numb and I need to take off my rings and I need to stick them somewhere. I'm going to stick them on my other hand. So, there's also certain symbols, and I posted an article about this. So, for those of you that, you know, like these necklaces that look like they have a swing, it's a necklace that looks like it's a swing, or two bodies, that's a sign that you could be a swinger. I didn't know this, but apparently anklets and toe rings could be signs. I'm looking at the swingersymbol.com, it's a blog. And it says, these are urban legends that are hinted as swinger symbols. The pampas grass in the front yard, pink or purple decorations in the front yard, pineapple placed upside down. Oh, in a shopping cart. If you put your pineapple upside down in a shopping cart, I might do that because I want the flat area to lay something on top of it because, oh my gosh, I could see myself do that. A fire pit in the yard. I have a fire pit, a hot tub in the yard. I have a hot tub in your backyard. Maybe this is for the front yard. I don't know, but I got a hot tub. When a woman wears an anklet on her right leg or on her left leg, that could be a sign. If a man or woman wears a red ball cap. A red ball cap. You know how many people are wearing MAGA hats? I don't get that. I guess that means you're a swinger. White landscaping rocks, wearing a thumb ring, wearing a toe ring. I've worn toe rings. Nope. Switching your wedding ring to the right hand. A yin-yang tattoo. Alright, so I don't know if I believe any of this. Honestly, there's signs. I posted you could buy a swinger garden flag upside down pineapple sign. I think this is ridiculous. First of all, swingers right now, if they want to find people, they could do it online. I would not recommend, you know, that activity because, you know, spread of STDs, and I just don't know how the marriage lasts. But for those of you that like pineapples, there is a placemat saying, not swingers, we just like pineapples. So you might have to decor your house with, we're not swingers, we just like white rock landscaping, pineapples, and drinks. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.